Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you're too important to help someone, you're only fooling yourself. You are not that important. We live in a society that appears to be far more interested in rights than responsibilities. Rights are clearly crucial. The right to free speech. Health, safety, care, and justice are fundamental to society. However, none of them will ever happen unless we are willing to take responsibility. As Rabbi Jonathan Sacks powerfully put it, without responsibility, rights are a check on an empty account. Here, Paul describes the church as a community of people, each of whom needs to take responsibility for carrying other people's burdens. He had no thought of the church as being there for us to gain inspiration and support so that we can live independent lives. Sharing other people's burdens doesn't happen quickly. It's a tragedy that for so many people, the experience of church is confined to attending worship services. Good as it is to worship with other people, such occasions are rarely an opportunity to get to know people well, let alone learn what their burdens are. Having refreshments and meals alongside worship can start to open up opportunities to get to know others, but it's normally only in small groups or one-to-one conversations that such deep sharing takes place. I'm delighted to hear that some people are using these daily devotional thoughts as a basis for meeting with a small group of people. As they meet, it gives an opportunity to share the joys and struggles of life and to give real support to one another. Paul identifies one of the reasons why you might not want to help someone else. For example, you might think you're too important. However, there's another reason why you might not feel able to help, and it's probably more common, and that is that you think you're too unimportant and assume that you would never be able to help. We all need to be willing to listen and to learn and to stretch out a hand to help. So let me ask you a really important question. In what ways are you able to bear other people's burdens? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for those people who've been so willing to support us. Help us to always be willing to stretch out a hand to help others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.